Microcirculatory disorders may easily be modeled using certain translucent organs of frog, such as the tongue, interdigital swimming membrane, or intestinal mesentery. Arterial hyperemia model in the frog tongue. After destruction of the spinal cord with a long needle through the spinal canal, place the frog belly down upon the board with an elliptic hole at one side, so that the lower jaw is fastened with two pins near the hole. Then pull out the tongue and spread it over the hole, fastening it with pins at its muscle angles. Be careful not to use force in order to avoid precipitous development of microcirculation disorders. Examine the preparation at low magnification, 10 power. Select a portion abundant in blood vessels, such as arterioles, venules, and capillaries. Pay attention to the size of the vessel lumen, the blood velocity, and the separation of the lumen into axial and marginal plasmatic strata. Count the number of functioning capillaries. To maintain normal circulation, do not bend the tongue or overextend it. Remember to moisten it with saline solution. For modeling arterial hyperemia, the neurotonic type, place a cotton swab soaked in turpentine and plant oil on the tongue. After that, examine the preparation again, making notes of the changes in the aforementioned parameters. Venous hyperemia model in the frog tongue. Use the frog from the previous session after rinsing its tongue with saline solution. To model venous hyperemia, tie ligatures around the veins in the tongue root. There are two pairs of large parallel blood vessels in the root of the tongue. The lateral vessels are veins, whereas the medial ones are arteries. To tie a ligature around the vein, pull the tongue by its tip with forceps and insert a needle with the ligature between the vein and the artery, then bring it out. After this, the procedure is repeated on the second vein. Tie both ligatures to form a loop on each side, but do not fasten the knots tightly. Study the normal circulation at low magnification, such as 10 power. Then, without moving the preparation, pull one of the tied ligatures ends and fasten the knot. Note the changes in the size of the vessel lumen, the blood velocity, the separation of the lumen into axial and marginal plasmatic strata, and the number of functioning capillaries. Then tie firmly the second ligature and inspect the preparation microscopically. Note the microcirculatory changes, taking into consideration the same parameters. Also pay attention to the outward appearance of the tongue, such as its color, size, etc. Observe the microcirculation changes after the ligatures on both sides have been removed. Neurogenous ischemia model in the frog interdigital swimming membrane. Cut the skin longitudinally with scissors on the posterior surface of the thigh along the groove containing the neurovascular bundle. Dissect the sciatic nerve and place a ligature beneath it, but do not tie. Spread the swimming membrane over the round hole in the board, fastening its ends with pins. Find an appropriate portion of the membrane rich in blood vessels and examine the circulation at low magnification, 10 power. Then tie the ligature tightly and cut the nerve above the ligature. Note the microcirculation changes correspondent to neuroparalytic arterial hyperemia. Then, tugging by the ligature and, in this way, exciting the peripheral end of the severed sciatic nerve, produce neurotonic ischemia against the background of neuroparalytic arterial hyperemia.